You are unmuted.
Okay, well, it looks like my cell phone has gone ahead and dropped. Oh, goody, we got the Pisser Possum. It's Pisser Possum time. It's Pisser Possum slime. It's Pisser Possum time. It's Pisser Possum slime. It's Pisser Possum. Dang. Dang. I was going to answer the Pisser Possum's call. It was Pisser Possum time. It was Pisser Possum slime. Pisser does that, though, here. I shouldn't be too surprised here. The Pisser Possum pussied out here. Maybe he's seen some good persimmons or some shit to eat here. You know, maybe Pisser Possum Matt was waving your little Pisser Possum snatch in front of his nose while Bridget the Idiot is gone. Who knows? It just depends on the sympathetic melungeon's mood. Anyway, I'll go back to the Finkle Sheedy here. Alrighty.
I care about is what Christian identity is, how Christian identity is to be defined, what the truth is, what the true matters of Scripture are, what the Scripture really teaches us about our faith, about our inheritance in the kingdom, and about, because of its grave importance in the world around us today, about race. That's what I care about. What I care about is being honest and forthright and getting my message across to people. And when I'm being lied about, I have to answer that. I have to answer that because if I'm being lied about, it's in an attempt not to discredit me. I can't be discredited. I'm the scum of the earth. I'm a 14-year federal prisoner. I'm a federal felon. I violated my civil rights. My civil rights were removed from me. I'm white trash. I'm a high school dropout. I don't give a shit about me. I've seen the bottom. And I could be comfortable there. What I care about is the truth of this message, and getting it out, and not having it obfuscated by interlopers and liars, and giving people the opportunity to hear both sides of the story. That's what I care about.
Well, I mean, think if you care about both sides of the story, gotta wonder how come he has to block everybody, including Frankenwinkler. Call Frankenwinkler a clown. I mean, heck, you have no idea. I mean, from what I gather, Visser does try to suck up to Fink, like he said earlier in the chat room, but I don't think Fink, you know, believes him here. I mean, I think he's figured out that Visser is indeed a Sephardic melungeon here. Visser isn't much lighter than Brian Rio, really. You know, a little sword nigger. But here we have Finkelschini. He doesn't believe in dual seed line. He doesn't believe that Satan had sex with Eve and she gave birth to Cain. So you gotta wonder what Christian identity he's speaking. What Christian identity is he preaching? And by the way, this wasn't just that night, you know, against Wiggerswell Williams here. He said it a week later over on John Friend's show. Now, one thing that got me, and I didn't have time to bring it, you end up having Northern Truth Teller or Seeker. Now, this character doesn't seek for the truth. Back was on the John Friend show, I'd call in. Another guy called in and talked about how Fink was a murderous Jew pig. And, well, hey, old John Friend didn't want to talk about it. He didn't have anything to do with anything. And the answer is how, if you're going to go ahead and believe a man who can't tell the truth about what he did a dozen or 20 or 15 years ago, how can you believe what he has to say, which happened what? 2,000 years ago, or 3,000 years ago, or 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 years ago. How do you know he's going to tell the truth about that if he can't even tell you the truth about what he was doing? Now, Saturday night, he admitted he was a high school dropout. Folks, why do we need high school dropouts who do not believe in dual seedline Christian identity like, like white men, like Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comparé did? He doesn't believe in that. You know, why do we need think around here? Why do we need a high school dropout who was a murderous Jew pig who killed a Puerto Rican who lies about it? Now, I listen to Carol and Yenta, and they both know dang well what Fink did, and they ain't telling the truth then. Making the point that a Beaner Jew who shot a nigger that was beating the crap out of him because he had a gun to do it, and they're talking about doing civil rights violations here. I mean, Zog is getting closer and closer and closer to racial civil war. This is not the 1960s when Whiggers had plenty of money in their pocket and they had jobs and plenty to eat and they had four or five kids and they had a number of, you know, things were going well. We end up having the Obongo recession. We have Obongovilles. We have Whiggers living underneath bridges. I mean, I'm surprised that Whiggers, I mean, you have plenty of people with guns. I mean, I'm surprised that Whiggers just simply, rather than choose suicide by cop, don't choose to go ahead and kill judges and lawyers and pigs and niggers. One of these days, the niggers are going to riot. They're going to come across some Whiggerville, and some Whigger's going to go ahead and mow down a bunch of fucking niggers. And you're going to have a full-blown race war. I don't think Al Sharpton is going to go ahead and put, Al Sharpton looks like he has AIDS. I mean, he used to look like a big fat nigger, now he looks like a nigger that got just, you know, he's on AZT or whatever here. Oh, Al Sharpton, he's just looking like an old, skinny nigger here. He probably got some AIDS from old Tawana Brawley or something like that. But, you know, getting into it here. I mean, heck, you have Visser, you have Fink, you have a bunch of these clowns here. And they don't know what Christian identity is. I mean, I got to give Visser some credit. Because Visser, at least, you know, when he was listening to Eli and Finkelstein go ahead and talk papist federalism, old Visser didn't even quite know what he was talking about. Now, of course, being a criminal pisser possum, he was sort of faking like he understood what they were talking about, although you could tell he really didn't if you listened to his 9909. Of course, Visser had other things to do. I mean, he was claiming the FBI was kicking at his door. It was actually the County Joint Drug Task Force here for all the meth and nigger weed he was smoking. At the same time, no less, probably. And, heck, you know, 2 days before, you know, September 9/09/09, he went ahead and, you know, now she was going to quit Christian identity forever. I think this was about the 666th time or so, but, you know, he had other things to do, but he did show up for 9/9/09, and like a fool, I was worried that he was going to try to steal Gillette's church, so I was, you know, I should have kept my mouth shut here, but then Gillette announced on the 12th of September, or at least the old guy in Ohio told me he had gone ahead and renewed his church. So I went over to the Ohio Secretary of State, and sure enough, he renewed his church on the 12th of September. And I was kicking myself for encouraging Visser to come back in September. But I'd had enough of Visser in July 5th. Well, the racial fraud that is Christian Day, where they're calling Pastor Butler and, Pastor Butler. And, Wesley Swift, they're calling the Mamsers here. I mean, and, you know, here's Visser. He doesn't think anything about that. He's worried that his Ashkenazi Melungeon friend, Brian Wright, is calling him a Mamser. He ain't worried about Butler or Swift. So I got a little bit annoyed at that, and I told John Britton, I said, I bet, you know, this sounds just like what a Mamser does in prison. He goes ahead and puts other Mamsers in the dozens here. I bet Visser ain't white himself, because his little Ashkenazi slant-eyed Khazar Melungeon friend here, who's bleeding out the ass like Alex Linder, has called him a Jew, and now he's gone ahead and laughed here just like, well, prison bitches do. And I wouldn't be surprised if Visser's a Mamzer himself here. And John Brent will say, I don't know why Visser has something against me. I mean, it occurred August 3rd. I looked here, and here is Stardust, a.k.a. Bridget the Idiot, and Visser trying to kick John Britton out and put Visser in as head so they can go ahead and loot more Skelettes. Nazi trust fund. The dead Nazi millions of Harold Grooms. I didn't know his name at the time. I called the guy in Ohio after, what I do is I don't ask my sources in the movement their names. I don't ask them anything more than what I need to know. And they decide, usually I have something to present to them. Now, occasionally I'll get a little thing out of the air, like Eli James's name before it was Joseph November was Cuts. I'm not sure if it was Mordecai Cuts, but it was, Cuts here. So I call him Joseph Stalin, Cuts November. But I pretty well keep my ear to what's going on here. Anyway, here's Think. He is mad as hell, and he's chimping out about what Eli James wrote about. And a little bit over half of what Eli James writes about Finkelschini is true. Finkelschini is a murderous Jew pig. Finkelschini is trying to change dual seed line Christian Day. Of course, Eli is too. I mean, they're both arguing about something that was never argued about by Wesley Swift or Bertrand Comparé. Dual seed line Christian Identity has never worried about what happens to the Mongols, what happens to the non-whites. Yahweh will have mercy on who he will have mercy, and he will have no mercy on those who he doesn't want to have mercy on. Hey. Let's say Yahweh wants to take a righteous Mamzer and say, you're white enough, you acted decently here, you obeyed the covenant. I'm going to go ahead and, just like my little puppy dog here, my little puppy dog many times wants to be a human being. Now, of course, a lot of times he wants to be a human being. Like last night when me and Roxy were giving him a bath with this rainwater, giving him a flea bath, and I think he wanted to be a little white. He wanted to be a little white boy instead of a little black poopy dog here. You know what I mean? Who has to take baths. Now, if he had fleas and he was my son or something like that, he'd still get a bath. But, in any case, it doesn't really matter. It's Yahweh's decision. But no one in Christian Identity has worried too much about what happens on Judgment Day. After the thousand-year millennium. Right now, we worry, and pretty much, occasionally I'll give a thought about what happens after the millennium. But unlike Visser, and Eli James and Finkelschini, I'm not a papist preterist here. I know that the thousand years has not been up yet. In fact, the tribulation hasn't been up yet. I don't know if the tribulation has started. Sometimes it seems like it has. But first you have a timeline. And Finkelschini doesn't like the Comparean timeline. I mean, him and Captain Senility M. Heiser both being, Jew Mamzers, along with Brian Rio being another Jew Mamzer, they come up and they want to pretend to be white. And that's all they talk about, is Hitler, 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 Hitler. This is the way it is. We're going to change Christian Identity to suit ourselves. And they bitch about Eli James changing Christian Identity. And they're right. Eli James is trying to change Christian Identity. I mean, I've heard Eli James saying that good Jews and good Mamzers could be saved. Me, I don't think so, but, you know, I don't worry about it. I don't believe that Eli James is going to be resurrected and found to be anything other than a Jew. In fact, I think that when a Jew like Eli James, or a Mongol, Sephardic Jew Mongol like Visser, or an Ashkenazi Mongrel like Fink, and certainly a nigger-lipped, unibrowed Mongrel like Brian Real, Sword Brethren, whatever, when they die, I think, I don't think they go to hell. I think they're just dead Mongrels, dead Mongol Jews. They don't have any soul at all. There's nothing to resurrect. They're born evil, just like Visser. I mean, why in the world should, I'd like to think my little puppy dog has more of a soul. He has more of a soul. He's a better human being than what Visser or Fink or M. Heiser or the rest are here. So, what I do is that I do like listening. I do like listening, and I'll probably go ahead and listen to what Visser and Dembski were saying. But heck, old Visser sock puppet Seedliner was and Obagenderbear were giving me a hard time because I have Dembski on my show. And heck, the good thing about Dembski is that Dembski doesn't blow smoke on my ass. He admits he's a Jew. He admits he has two Jew parents. He's an Ashkenazi Jew. I mean, at least there's something to be said about a Jew that admits he's a Jew, as opposed to a Jew pretending to be a Christian identity pastor or something. Like Visser, or Eli James, or Frank. I'll find it. Well, I'll get right to it, my dear. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead, take a break. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat room. But, folks, I'm sort of laughing. This Zionist crime factory, this Jew named Xander Zufuentes or something like that, he's still bitching here about how bad Mike the Kike Delaney, how Finkelschini and the rest treated him. And there's this other tarred Northern truth teller who bitches here. He wasn't looking for the truth. He was all mad when I called up John Friend and asked questions about Fink's past criminal history. And Fink went ahead and lied. Fink is just a lying Jew. And he gets mad because it's just eating him up. But the Sephardic Jew, Eli James, has dirt on him. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back, and we'll see if the Pistol Possum or Dembski or whatever wants to go ahead and call up here. I mean, I told Gary that he probably wouldn't be interested in tonight's show. It's pretty well a talk about Jews pretending to be Christian identity. And Gary really, I think, decided to just go ahead and call it a night here. To go ahead and sleep in. Why bother? Gary doesn't, Gary knows about a Zogbot named James Wickstrom, but he doesn't want to talk about James Wickstrom. He knows that Wickstrom is a piece of crap. Why bother? I mean, shoot. He doesn't have anything to do with any of these clowns here. He really liked, Tuesday nights when I talked about the Benjamite-Israelite Civil War. And on these shows, by the way, Logan's taking a break too. Logan is building him a barn. And he's, essentially, that's what Logan is doing. So anyway, folks, we'll go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in just a little bit. Maybe the Pisser Possum will call in rather than chicken shit out like it did before. Maybe Dembski can go ahead and call in and plug his show. And we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Hail Victory.